Hello, all, and welcome to the Tech Main Podcast. I'm your host, Del Santiago. This is the podcast where we take three stories that have been happening throughout the week in tech, and I bring it to you so you can be informed. This is your first time here. Welcome. Please subscribe from whatever platform you're listening on if you haven't already. And this is not your first time. Thank you for joining me for another one to the show. And for our acquisition segment of the day, CNBC reports that Amazon is going to acquire self-driving tech company Zoox. Amazon has been a player in the self-driving tech industry for a while by making investments in companies that we've spoken about before, like Rivian. According to the reports, Zoox will still operate as a standalone company as the leadership will still be standing to lead the team. The terms of the deal were not disclosed. I'm just going to speculate here real quickly and say that the reason they're making this acquisition here is just to expedite to the day that we get where cargo deliveries are getting to destinations and they're being done with autonomous vehicles. According to CNBC, Amazon's already doing this by using vehicles by Embark to move its cargo on the I-10 interstate highway. So already we're getting there. And for the first story of the day, we have an update about the story I spoke about 2 weeks ago about the antitrust hearing that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has officially agreed to testify. We'll now have the whole gang there. Apple, Google, Facebook, all their CEOs have agreed to testify at the antitrust hearing, according to NBC, that will be happening in late July. And yeah, that is the quick update for story number one to story number two. For the second story of the day, Microsoft is planning to close all retail stores. So first question you might be having is it really all of them? Yes, except for locations, which according to The Verge, they're going to be turning into quote-unquote experience centers, but they won't sell any products. The second question you might have is, what's going to happen to the jobs? According to Microsoft, nobody has lost their jobs. The majority of the workers who work at the retail are now going to be working as customer representatives from home and getting their regular pay, which this has definitely saved a lot of hassle for Microsoft on when they're going to open or close due to the pandemic. So they don't have to worry about that anymore. It's just straight up a good transition from everything. So good for them. And for the third and final story of the day, we have India escalating things with the Chinese by banning about 60 Chinese apps, including TikTok. The Indian government says it did this because it threatened, quote, national security and defense of India, which ultimately impinges upon the sovereignty and integrity of India, unquote. One of the apps that is notably going to be affected is TikTok. India is the biggest market overseas for TikTok. If you don't remember, on June 16th, 20 Indian soldiers died over a dispute in the Himalayan border with China. That marked the first time in 45 years any side has lost any life over that area. So we'll keep a lookout for how this story keeps unfolding. So there you have it. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. If you want to continue the conversation or have any suggestions or stories you think I should talk about, you can follow me on Twitter at @Vane_tech. Please review and share with friends and family who think will enjoy the podcast. Thank you and have a nice day.